And I want us to just approach this psalm and really just meditate. I'll try to read it slowly. And we're trying to keep our messages short so we can give you guys more time to pray. So really just let this speak to you. And then I'll bring up just a few points very quickly. But I think this psalm really speaks for itself. So let's just meditate upon this psalm as we read this together. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious toward wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil doing. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Yet a little while, and the wicked man will be no more, and you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land, and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and bent their bow to cast down the afflicted and the needy, to slay those who are upright in conduct. Their sword will enter their own heart, and their bows will be broken. Better is the little of the righteous than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord sustains the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their inheritance will be forever. They will not be ashamed in the time of evil, and in the days of famine they will have abundance, but the wicked will perish, and the enemies of the Lord will be like the glory of his pastures. They vanish like smoke, they vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not pay back, but the righteous is gracious and gives. For those blessed by him will inherit the land, but those cursed by him will be cut off. The steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. When he falls, he will not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his descendants begging bread. All day long he is gracious and lends, and his descendants are a blessing. Depart from evil and do good, so you will abide forever. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his godly ones. They are preserved forever. But the descendants of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps do not slip. The wicked spies upon the righteous and seeks to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand or let him be condemned when he is judged. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen a wicked, violent man spreading himself like a luxuriant tree in its native soil. Then he passed away, and lo, he was no more. I sought for him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man and behold the upright. For the man of peace will have a posterity, but the transgressors will be altogether destroyed. The posterity of the wicked will be cut off, but But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in Him. Let's pray together. God, we thank You for this morning, and we thank You for this psalm. God, we thank You for just the truth that is recorded in here, God. And I pray that You will help us, God, to just meditate upon this psalm and hear from You, God, as we have this time together. I thank You that Your presence is here. And we come before You humbly, God, as Your children. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This psalm is a simple psalm. And it's not difficult, right, to understand what's going on. It begins with, it's a psalm of David, and he's talking to, I guess, his listeners, and he's basically drawing parallel between two types of people. One is the wicked, who somehow in his wickedness and by what he's doing, he's making a success for himself. And the other is the righteous. And he's talking to the readers and saying, hey, this is, it's your choice. You can either look at the wicked and be really bothered in your heart, and be like, man, I want to be like that as well. And I want to join in what they're doing so I can make a name for myself and be successful or have a lot of money or whatever the case may be. Or you can be like, choose to be like the righteous and trust in the Lord. And David is encouraging the readers and the listeners and saying, don't be like the evildoers, because what you see is not what you get. Because what you see is you might see them being successful and doing well and stuff like that, but David is saying, ultimately, it's not man that is in control of his future, and God is in control, and God's going to bring judgment, and God's going to bring His will and His way upon the earth. And so the wicked man that trusts in himself, God will eventually bring about His judgment, and they will fall into judgment and punishment. But the man who trusts in the Lord and does what is right, even though what you see right now, his life might be difficult, and he might be, maybe there's unfairness that is going on, and he is ill-treated by the wicked. But eventually, because God is in control, He's going to bring His blessing and prosperity into the life of the righteous person. Really the question that I think that I was asking myself when I was reading this passage is, do I want to be in control of my own life and try to make something out of my own life, and just, do I want to live my life as if it depended upon me working hard, and me maybe sometimes even trying to making a wrong decision, you know, because everything depends on me. You know, I have to make sure that I have, you know, I have to make sure that I earn enough money, or I have to make sure that I'm successful in doing something. And even if that means sometimes I have to give up my integrity and do something that is not right, that I know is not pleasing to God, but because my life depends on me, and the choices that I make, and I have to make sure that I take care of myself, I do things my way, or do I want to be the kind of person that just lives under the protection and guidance of God and let God take care of me? Because what we see here in this passage, over and over again, this psalm talks of the righteous person that trusts in the Lord, that God will do something for them. You know, over and over again, it is God will bring forth righteousness, and they will inherit the land because God is giving it to them. It's the Lord that sustains the righteous. His steps will be established by the Lord. There's a lot of passive verbs. They are preserved forever. It is not themselves kind of doing it on their own and working hard and just trying to be in control of their lives, that their lives are blessed, you know, that their lives are good. But it is because if you trust in the Lord and do what is right and be, you know, a righteous person, then God will come and He will take care of us and He will do stuff to sustain us, to preserve us, and to bless us. I think that's the contrast between the wicked person who thinks it is all up to him and frets about life and is like, okay, I better make sure I do what is necessary to, you know, secure my life, versus the person that trusts in the Lord and chooses to, you know, be a righteous person. And that kind of person, God Himself will come and He will lead and He will bless and He will preserve. And this idea, I think there's about 4 or 5 times there's a phrase here that says, so-and-so will inherit the land. Inherit the land. The humble will inherit the land. The righteous will inherit the land. Those who wait for the Lord will inherit the land. And this idea of inheritance, I think, is very interesting, because inheritance means it's just given to you, right? Inheritance is not something you have to fight for or try and earn. And inheritance is not something you overtake. There's a difference there. The inheritance is something you just receive from the Lord, right? And it's something that He gives to you, versus this idea of the wicked fretting and trying to overtake something and trying to gain something for his own. And this contrast is drawn between the man who trusts in the Lord, does what is right, delights himself in the Lord, and knows that God will inherit. God will give him something beautiful and something good, and God will take care of him, versus the wicked who doesn't trust the Lord, doesn't wait for the Lord, doesn't wait for God to preserve him. But he thinks it's up to himself to try and make something happen of his life. And I want to encourage us this morning that we would be like the righteous, like those that trust in the Lord, that experiences God taking care of him and God preserving him. That's the main idea. Let's go before the Lord. I think Jeff is going to lead us in worship. Simple idea, but sometimes it's hard to do. Simple idea, but oftentimes it's hard for us to really trust that God will take care of us, instead of us feeling like we have to do something. And sometimes that could lead to evil doing, because it's a lack of trust. It's a lack of trusting that God will protect us and lead us and guide us in our lives. And it leads us to thinking that we have to do something on our own. It leads us to a lot of anxiety. And I just want us to come before the Lord and trust that He, if we wait for Him, if we trust in the Lord and seek to do what is right and seek to obey Him, then He will take care of us. There's a verse here. Verse 34, wait for the Lord and keep His way, and He will exalt you to inherit the land. Wait for the Lord and keep His way. And the picture you see of the righteous person is one that is at rest, right? Over and over again it says, rest in the Lord. Trust in Him. Do not fret. Delight in the Lord. So let's go before God and go before God in this waiting and resting in Him. And trusting in Him as we come before Him this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you take care of, that you take care of your children, God, that we can trust you to preserve us, God, and sustain us, God, and to lead us and guide us, Lord. And I pray that just knowing that you take care of us, that will help us to make choices of integrity, God, even in our workplace, God, and in any situation, that we will not worry and we will not that we will not be tempted to make, unrighteous decisions, God, but Lord, that we will be able to trust you, God, and always do what is right, God, do what you call us to do. So Lord, lead us and guide us. Thank you, God. Let's pray together for our community. Let's pray for those that are battling cancer and going through chemo. Let's really lift them up in love and pray that God will move in their lives. Let's pray together. Salvation and healing. Let's pray that God will move, and let's pray for divine appointments, that people will come into their lives and will share the gospel with them, and something will happen and they'll have the humility to really open up to God and receive His love and mercy. So let's pray for our friends on this list. Various infirmities. Let's pray for healing and God's encouragement in this time. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for our friends that are looking for a job. Let's pray for God's provision and favor. Let's pray also for encouragement in this time, and they'll be able to use this time wisely. So let's pray together. Go to our Wednesday prayer focus. Let's pray for Cambodia. Pray for Grace and Ashley. Pray for Pastor O. And pray for Pastor Tang, the senior pastor of the church we partner with for the worship conference. So let's just pray for our friends and the ministries in Cambodia. Pray for the board. Let's pray that God will bless each and every person and their family members. Let's pray for God's protection and God's favor and the joy of the Lord to be upon them. Let's pray also for their personal lives and that God will give them favor in the workplace. And let's pray for, as they, you know, make decisions for the church, that God would really speak to them clearly. And so let's lift up the board. Let's pray for our hospitality ministries, welcoming team and barista, that they would be so full of the love of the Lord. Let's pray for them. Lift up the Wednesday house churches, that they'll have an amazing time tonight. Let's cover every house church meeting today. Thank you, God. We trust you. We love you, God. Help us to be like the righteous, God, described in Psalm 37, that trusts in you, waits for you, God, and humbles himself, herself, God, and that we would experience you just, you know, fighting in behalf of us, God, really blessing us, God, and leading us, Lord, and that we will inherit the land, inherit the promises, God, that you've given to us, Lord. And I pray that you give that kind of assurance, God, and comfort and strength and confidence in you today, God, as we you know, as we live out this day. Help us to just remember that you are right there with us, God, and to always think of you. Bless each person that is here, God, as they pray on their own. I pray that you will meet with them and speak to them in a powerful way. And yeah, we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you guys. Have a great time today and have a great day today.